Yesterday I had a bit of an adventure in a taxi. I was on the telly again.
All right. How many times are you going to go on the telly on a weekly basis?
I don't know. No, I was on the 6 o'clock show once again to talk about I'm a Celebrity, and that's not really the point. It's just that I had to get a taxi out to Ballymount where Virgin Media is. And I got that taxi from town. And I wasn't stressed in the taxi because I wasn't paying for the taxi. But the taxi took an extremely long time. The journey from town to Ballymount should take about 30 minutes. But I got in the taxi at about 25 past four. Mm. And I got out of it at about 20 to 6.
What?
It took an hour and 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah, because of the traffic. But also because of what happened as soon as I hopped in the taxi. And the driver said, I actually have to stop for petrol. Do you mind?
Joking.
No. He was like, I'll turn the meter off, obviously. And I was like, well, actually, I don't care.
I've done that before, actually, at one time many, many years ago. And it's grand, yeah.
It was actually quite funny.
Yeah.
So I was in a bit of a rush getting ready before I headed off in the taxi.
Classic.
And the taxi arrived early, so I ended up having to get in without any of my bits done. But I brought my makeup bag, so I was like, look, I'm going to be in this taxi for a while. I'll get the hair and makeup done in the back of the car. And the driver was very keen to help me out with that task.
In what way?
And we quickly started chatting. So he was like looking back, and I had like my phone torch shining in my face along with, and then looking into a mirror because it was dark. And he was like, he's kind of looked back a few times, and then he was like, do you want the table? And I was like, the table? And then he flopped down like a little table from the seat in front of me, right?
Right.
And then I was like, this is actually a really cool car. And he goes, yes, it's the only one in Ireland. I imported it from Japan myself.
Right.
It was like a mad Toyota car.
He's just absolutely thrilled that someone can finally put use to the table.
Yeah. He's like, it has two tellies, and it had like a big screen in the front, and then it had a telly that was stuck to the roof that you could pull down and watch telly in the back of the car. It was unbelievable, right? Anyway, we stop off for petrol, and he's like, do you want to end in the shop? Actually, grand, thanks. Just wouldn't mind getting to Virgin Media at some stage. And as he was filling up the tank, I was there putting my makeup on, and he kind of taps on the window and he starts pointing to the roof. And he's like, the light. He's signalling for me to turn the light on in the back of the car so I don't have to use the torch shine in my face, which again was very, very nice. He got back in the taxi and we started on our long journey, and he offered me some popcorn that he had bought in the shop.
That was nice.
You want popcorn? And then we talked about how popcorn was the perfect snack when you're hungry but you don't want to ruin your dinner.
Yeah. I'd actually wholeheartedly agree with that statement.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And then he asked me if I'd ever been to India because he was from India, and we started chatting about India. And he asked me, had I ever had the sweet or heard of the sweet called pan? This is some sort of Indian delicacy that they have after dinner. And then he said, in his first time in 15 years being outside of India, he found pan balls in a shop. So like
class.
A box of these pan sweets yesterday. And he said, I bought 10 boxes. And then he said, you want one? And before I knew it, I was eating a pan ball in the back of a taxi.
Delightful. What are they like? Are they nice?
Very aromatic.
Beautiful.
It was sort of like a Malteser, but inside was like lots of spices. But it was nice.
Delish.
Sort of minty, sort of like, yeah, like spicy, cinnamony.
Good for him.
It was cool. The rest of the journey consisted of him showing me pictures of his kids, of his dog, of his extension that he's getting on the house. I saw every view of CCTV that he has on his house.
Brilliant.
And then when I was getting out of the car, he said, if you ever want to go to India, I'm going back next October if you want to come.
What? I love him. I love him. Can I go to India with you and him?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I think everybody's welcome.
I want to go and eat the pan balls with him.
I think we can all go. He said we could stay in his house.
I love him. We'd be so safe. All that CCTV.
Alas.
Wow. I love him. You're on spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.